And when this fails, especially for the males, the uneducated are placed under the control and supervision of a vast prison system. Imam Omar is well acquainted with this, as he has worked in that field for quite a while, quite a long time, and knows it in and out. Presently, what I just referred to is occurring on an ever-increasing scale, thereby deepening the crisis in the proper education of the oppressed, and consequently denying them the kind of education that would